ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون.
My brothers and sisters, as you know that today's topic is about ghafla. And inshallah I will be giving you the literal meaning of the word ghafla. And the problem that we have today, I will relate it to that. And before we leave this place, all of you, mashallah, those who are present over here, I want one thing from you, that this message is for you and for me. It's not like whatever the ayat and ahadith which I'm going to quote over here, it's not like you people are listening, some of you might be quoting it, but never ever think that this message is for the people, this message is for the people who are not present over here. No, this message is for all of you. And the word ghafla is befitting, subhanAllah, sorry to tell you all of you, is the word ghafla is befitting to all of us, starting from the speaker. If I say you, shaitan will say, look, he is not including himself. And that's the best way to talk when you talk, when you are considering that all of you are one. We are all one. And the better word is us or we. So note, and never take this talk as personal. That whatever I'm telling you, alhamdulillah, I'm putting myself in front of it. And this message first is for me, and then it goes to you all. After that, when we leave this hall, you should not be thinking, okay, then I'll wait for another talk or another speech of Brother Abdul Majid, and I'll listen to him, and I will invite other people. No, alhamdulillah, take this message that next time you should be preparing for yourself to be in this place. Say inshallah. I didn't hear it. Yeah, all of you are young boys, mashallah, it should be. So that means I want to take rest. I want to retire a little bit. And I want you people to take my position, inshallah. Inshallah. But that only will come when we will fight ghafla. Now our fight today is not with shaitan. Remember this. Shaitan is our biggest enemy, but our fight is with the ghafla, the word ghafla, and that inshallah you should know what is ghafla. It is from the root word ghafala yaghfulu. From the root is nasara yansuru. And from it the word comes ghaflatun, which is the verbal noun of it, and that's a grammatical explanation given in any English Arabic dictionary or Arabic English dictionary. And the meaning of it, literal meaning of it, is carelessness. A person is careless or heedless. But what I have understood from this and the current situation of the Ummah, it is not only carelessness, it's not only heedless, it's also ignorance. It's also ignorance. Because due to ghafla, we all of us are ignorant. Ignorant in many sense. And this topic starts with few verses from the Quran where the word ghafilun or ghafilin is used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used this word, which is from ghafla and ghafala, explaining about three different types of people. People who were in ghafla in the life of this dunya. Careless,
heedless, ignorant of the life of this dunya. Number two, people of the book. People of the book, people of Torah, people of Injil, people of Zabur, and unfortunately, people of the Quran. The people of the book, they are in ghafla, careless, ignorant, and heedless about this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third kind of people are those who are ignorant and heedless and careless about the akhirah. And if we see today's life, take the life of an individual person. He does not have any common sense that where is he heading to. And that is why today the youth, especially the youth of the European countries, they don't know what is their future. This is because of the ghafla. Because they lost their own identity as Muslims. So they are in ghafla, they are careless, they are heedless, and they don't know where they are going. Alhamdulillah, right from the time when they are put in the nursery, or primary, or secondary, or high school, or college, or university, they are in ghafla. Ultimately, when the ghafla is there with them, they are mentally sick, they are in depression, they don't have any self-confidence, and they don't have any personality. And that is why, subhanallah, sorry to tell you, we are punks, subhanallah. We have a European style of hairstyle. We have earrings. We have, you know, design. We have changed ourselves to, subhanallah, not the way what Allah wanted us to be. We have completely changed ourselves. That is individual person. Let's come to the family status. Today, if we see the European family status, the people of European country, Muslims especially, I'm not talking about the non-Muslims, they are totally in disaster. No parenthood is known. No fatherhood is known. No motherhood is known. The children are thirsty to get the love of the mothers. Mothers are thirsty to have the love for the children. Love from the children. Same thing with the father. Same thing with the husband. Same thing with the wife. Subhanallah. Islam has made us to take care of the women, and we are giving them every morning black eyes. We Muslims, I'm not talking about the non-Muslims. People, they come to me, the sisters, they call me and they say, Sheikh, what is the solution for a person who gives, you know, who punches his wife every day in the morning? This is his breakfast. This is his exercise early morning. Subhanallah. And the same thing, there are brothers who are calling me, Sheikh, I'm in the jail. Why? What happened? My wife called the police. And this is the family status. Children, at the age of, once they cross 13, once they are in teenagers, subhanallah, they cannot survive without the boyfriend and the girlfriend. And there are cases in Dubai where I was told that when a woman, if she is from 13 to 16, 13 to 19, if she does not have the boyfriend, or the boy has no girlfriend, that means it is a medical statistics report that these boys and the girls are mentally disordered, because they have to have boyfriend and a girlfriend at this age. And this is not the case with the non-Muslims, this is the case with the Muslims. We don't understand as Muslims because of the ghafla. I'll put this word again and again, so when you go home, even when you're sleeping, you will see a big man like me shouting, ghafla, you will get up. Oh, what's this? So remember this. Because of this ghafla, we have lost our self-dignity and respect, and we have fallen into the worst act of the animal. This is fornication, is an enjoyment for the animals. The dogs and the car, these dogs and the wild animals, they don't have any concept of wife and husband. They don't have any concept of marriage. They don't have any concept of family. And subhanAllah, unfortunately, we Muslims also, we don't have that cases. Because, why I'm saying this? Because I get every day, I get at least 2-3 emails. I get 2-3 messages from brothers and sisters. Sheikh, I have fallen into this. And now that woman is having this problem. What is the solution? Sheikh, I'm coming close to the Ramadan. And now I want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the case with me. This is the case with my fiancé. This is the case with that woman. Subhanallah. And because of the ghafla of this familyhood, people, when they are boyfriends and girlfriends, they are successful. They are successful for years and years. They enjoy their life for years and years. But subhanAllah, the moment they are husband and wife, after 3 months, not 3 years, not 30 years, after 3 months, the case is in the court. The case is in the court. This is because of the ghafla. They were enjoying as boyfriend and girlfriend for years and years. But when they get married, they are bored now. They are tired of their lives. They don't want the girl, the woman does not want the restriction from her husband, and husband does not want any restriction from his wife. And this is because of? No, I didn't get it. Ghafla. Allahu Akbar. Let's see the social life. The social life. Subhanallah. We have problems in the jail. We have the problems in the court. We have the problems in the street. We find Muslims, subhanAllah, it is difficult, it is hard to distinguish from a Muslim from a non-Muslim in the street. A Muslim boy from a non-Muslim boy. A Muslim girl from a non-Muslim girl. Subhanallah. Why? This is because of ghafla. They don't know their own identity. And they have lots of problems. Cheating, drugs, smoking, alcohol, killing, murders, robbing, fighting, subhanAllah. No peace in the social life. Let's go to economical life. Let's go to economical life. The economical life, subhanAllah, each and every one of us is indulged in riba, interest, directly or indirectly. This is because of the ghafla. And what is the ghafla here? The minor sin that is counted for the riba is having sex with your mother. This is the hadith of Rasulullah, authenticated by Sheikh Nasruddin Albani. And because of ghafla, of this serious act, we are, you know, willingly or unwillingly, we are indulging interest. Plus mortgage house. Plus, we have a concept over here that halal and haram is considered or implemented or applied only in Muslim countries. Here we can do anything. Here where there is no Sharia, we can cheat, we can sell alcohol to the non-Muslims, we can deal with the drugs with them, we can do any haram, there is no restriction for that. And this is because of ghafla of their economical life. Ghafla in social life. Ghafla in, let's come to the religious life. We talk about Islam. We talk about Islam. How many of you love Islam? Please raise your hand if you... MashaAllah. Okay. Now the ghafla in Islam. The Islam today that we see is the Islam of Al-Hadith. Islam of Salafis. Islams of Deobandis. Islams of Hanafis. Islam of... This is the ghafla. We don't know the Islam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and me are divided according to the Islam of one particular sect. Do you agree with me or not? And this is the biggest ghafla, the strongest ghafla in our religion. We identify ourselves as religious people based on Al-Hadith Masjid, Salafi Masjid, Deobandi Masjid, Hanfi Masjid, Shafi Masjid, Shia Masjid, Sunni Masjid. Subhanallah. Now ask yourself, if this is not the ghafla, then ask yourself that when a person is dying and when he will be faced by Munkar and Nakir, will he be categorized as Hanafi? Come this side, your question answers are different. Shafi'i, come on the other side, your question answers are different. Will that be that? Will that be the case in the grave? No. Every one of us will have the same question answers. This is the biggest ghafla that we have today. Plus, moreover, in the religion, the ghafla is so extreme, so severe, that we are using our full energy to depromote or to refute the other people who are still the same as us, because they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Is that the reality or not? If I am Al Hadith, for an example, I will put all my energy to refute their bandis. If I am Sufi, I will try my full energy, my full level best to refute the people who are not Sufis. X, Y, Z. And this is the biggest ghafla of shaitan. Subhanallah. When we say kalima, do we say La ilaha illallah Abu Hanifa Rasulullah? Do we say La ilaha illallah Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi Rasulullah? All of us, when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Even it is not allowed for us to say La ilaha illallah Musa Rasulullah at this time for our shahada. It is not accepted. Our shahada to be a Muslim, we have to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. How many books we follow? See the ghafla in the religion. We read the books which are sold in this market. English translation of this book, English translation of that book, and what we don't read is the Kitabullah. Now, my brothers and sisters, I'm not here to take any witness or buy our pledge from you. Just raise your hands that all of you, those who have completed the translation of the Quran in whatever the language that you understand, the whole of it in your life now. Just raise your hand. How many of you have done that? Subhanallah. 3 people. Out of 150-50 people. Now Allah will not ask us that did you read the book of Abdul Majid? But definitely Allah will ask us, did you read my book or not? And this is the biggest ghafla. This is the biggest ghafla in religion. If you give up this book, if you don't know this book, if you can't read this book, if you have not read this book, now, then when are you going to read it? This is the religious ghafla. All of us today, we pray. But imagine if Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, if he comes over here, am I making you upset, brothers? If you are getting upset, then I'll just resign and go, because I don't want to have a trouble outside the masjid. Do you want me to continue? I didn't get it.
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. We'll have an exercise after that. Because you people are getting, you know, overweighted over the seats. Okay, listen, my brothers and sisters, those who are listening to me. Today, if Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, if he comes and tells us, your salah is wrong. If I say, your salah is wrong, you will say, okay, Sheikh Abdul Majid, come outside the mosque, we'll see you. But if Jibreel comes and tells you your salah is wrong, and the reason if he says that, did you verify your salah according to the teaching of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Many of us, we don't know. Many of us, we don't know whether we are performing the wudu, which is according to the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or not. Many of us, we don't know even the prayers that we are offering is according to the sunnah or not. What we do maximum, ghafla. What we do maximum, this is again ghafla in religion. We buy the book of Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahmatullah alayh, and we read some of it, and we refute Abu Hanifa, not the Hanafis. We are refuting Abu Hanifa, we are refuting Imam Malik, and we are becoming more and greater Imam than them, by reading the book of Sheikh Nasruddin Albani rahmatullah alayh. Instead of correcting ourselves, instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of helping other brothers and sisters to correct their prayers, we are attacking them. Your imam is jahil. You are this. You don't know how to pray. Your salah should be here. Your salah should be here. And there are people who are saying you are Wahhabis. You are this. And subhanallah, this is the biggest ghafla in the religion. Even when it comes to the marriage, when it comes to the nikah, one particular sect will say, wali is not needed, you can marry. Another sect is saying, no, if you marry without the wali, you are a fornicator. You are a call girl or street girl. And we people read those books and we fight with one another. We sometimes even fight with our parents in the house. Subhanallah, imagine, this is the biggest ghafla. You don't know who is your opponent. Now for an example. There are two opponents in the boxing field. Okay, I'm the sports, for many years I used to be in the sports. So I would like to give this example. There's a heavyweight champion, and one is a lightweight, you know, like featherweight champion. And they fight. Now you just tell me, who will be the winner? Why? Because he is strong? No, because the opponent is not of his age. You'll agree with me? You'll agree with me or not? Now somebody will say, Sheikh, I can knock you down. No, I'm not saying that. But see the image. Imagine, the match is wrong. And that is why, even in the religion, we have ghafla when we are talking to somebody else. You are blessed with this knowledge. And you are arguing with someone who does not even know Alif Bata. And you are arguing with him and you are refuting him. And you know what's happening? You don't know. This is the ghafla. Shaitan stands behind him and tells him, look, if he is speaking the truth, don't listen to him because his attitude is not good. He is not practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ the way Rasulullah ﷺ was preaching the religion to the people. So this is the ghafla and your da'wah is wasted. Your da'wah is wasted because the way you have to give the da'wah, you are ghafil in that. You are ignorant in that. You don't know the technique of da'wah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was giving da'wah to the non-Muslims, when he was giving da'wah to the Ahlul Kitab, when he was giving da'wah to the Mushrikeen, when he used to give the da'wah to the parents, when he used to give the da'wah to the youth. It was a beautiful example that we can find in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, but we don't have it. This is all I'm dealing with the angle of religion. So we are, because of our ghafla in our religion, we are wasting our energy. Now let's see the ghafla in the life, generally. Ghafla in the life. How many of us really remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the time when we use our actions? When we are using our hands, do we really think that this hand which is approaching somewhere, Allah is watching us? Sincerely, my brothers, how many of us are really conscious in this? How many of us are really conscious of, while, you know, when we are eating food, that we should be eating food with Bismillah. We should be eating food with the right hand. How many of us, when we see the mirror every morning, combing our hair and this, how many of us really say the dua when you are looking at the mirror? How many of us, we wear the dress and we make the dua before wearing the dress? How many of us, when we go to the toilet, we make dua and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah's, you know, refuge against the shaitan in the toilet? How many of us, when we go to bed, we recall our bad deeds and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, mashallah, mashallah, I'm jealous of you. If you are practicing, then I'm jealous of you. How many of us, subhanAllah, when we get up with the etiquette of a Muslim. When we come out of the house, how many of us know that which leg should be outside the house? What dua should be read? How many of us really, when we sit in the Porsche car, Mercedes Benz, How many of us are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many times in a day we read Ayatul Kursi, protection against shaitan? How many times we read Suratul Falak and Suratul Nas, protection against the magic? How many times we do this? And at the end of the day, we are in trouble, then we are looking for Abu Hanifa to do the Ruqya, or we are looking Abdul Majid to do the Ruqya. Subhanallah. How many times we do this? And if this is our life, this is our life, then what have we prepared for the Qabr? What have we prepared for the Akhirah? A Sahabi came to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he read the ayah, which is in Suratul Anbiya, the first ayah. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة وهم معرضون. Allah is saying, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. This is the first ayah of Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 21. Check it. First ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the day of judgment has come close to the people, and that day is for their deeds. Records of the deeds, rewards of the deeds, punishment for the deeds, question answers for the deeds, deeds of the 30 years, deeds of the 40 years, deeds of the 100 years of their life that they have spent. And that has come, and yet people are in ghafla. Not only that, because of the ghafla, they are turning away from the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Oh, how many of us, subhanallah, of us, I'm telling, including myself, okay, don't get upset. How many of us every day remember four destinations in our life? If you know the details of this, inshallah, you can go back to my website and you'll get the cassettes and audios. I have explained four destinations. The destination, the time when our soul will be removed. The second destination, in the grave. The third destination, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth destination is either in the paradise or in the hell. How many of us really think, and how many of us really spend our life according to that? Now for that, let's see. This is Surah Al-Hadid. And the verse is 17. It says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Very, very strong ayah. It seems that this ayah is revealed now. But this ayah was revealed when the Sahaba came to Islam, and Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an is narrating that this ayah was revealed, and yet we have not completed 4 years of our Islam. So Sahabi is so much conscious of this ayah that how and when it was revealed. And if you read the translation of this ayah, it is like Abdul Majid, get up! Get up from your sleep! You are sleeping! Get up! And this is what the ayah is. And it's not for us, it was the Sahaba who came to Islam, and it was only fourth year of Islam. And this ayah is so strong on them. أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Yet the time has not come for the believers. Yet the time has not come for the believers to get up, to wake up, to remember Allah and the book that is revealed to them with the truth. Allahu Akbar. Now this is what it is telling us. This is what it is telling us. That you, Abdul Majid, Mustafa, Muhammad, Yaqub, Yahya, Zakaria, all of you, get up. Yet the time has not come for you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your hearts, subhanallah, your hearts are not ready to remember Allah. Your hearts are empty with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have not yet turned back to Allah's book. ولا يكون كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقصت قلوبهم. And don't be like those. Subhanallah. If we see ourselves, where are we heading to? What are we wearing? What are we dressing? What are we preparing for ourselves? Allah is saying, don't be like those. Allah is telling to the believers. And again, it is in the third person, not directly. But Sahaba took this ayah as one-to-one from Allah directly. So my message to all of us, right from myself, that this ayah is waking us up. This ayah is for us, is saying, yet you are not ready yet to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to the book, and don't be like those who were been given the book in the past. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. And they have thrown the book for the long time. For a long time they never turned back to their books. Torah, Injil, Zabur. What happened to them after that? فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The direct effect fell on their hearts. Allahu Akbar. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, hearts are stronger and harder than the rocks. Because Allah has said in Surah Al-Baqarah that the rocks, they cry. They have fears. They call upon Allah. But this heart, which has been hardened, it will never turn back to Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, in all the authentic books, that there is an organ in the body. If that organ is sound, the body is sound. And if that organ is ill, the whole body is ill. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. And he said, that is your heart. But if you talk this hadith to the medical doctor, he will laugh at you. He'll say, heart can be transplanted here and there. So no, but subhanallah, Allah is alimun bidhati sudur. Allah knows everything what is there in our heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a person does a sin, he commits a sin. Now ask ourselves, let us ask ourselves. This is again, we have to wake up from ghafla. We have to ask ourselves, how many times do we commit sin? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, hadith in Tirmidhi, that when a person commits one sin, there appears a black spot in the heart. A black spot in the heart. If he repents, Allah removes that. And if he does not, it firms. It is, you know, established properly on the heart. And then if you keep on doing the sins, the spots will increase. And finally, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the whole heart will become black. And then it will start rusting. Have you seen the iron getting rusted? The strong, the big piece of iron gets rusted. And even the buildings which are established for years and years, they collapse because of rusting of the iron. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that is the disease of the heart. When a person commits sin, his heart is spotted with the black spot, and if he continues to do that, then the heart becomes dead. And once the heart is dead, subhanallah, I'll get you the ayat inshallah. Make a note of it. Allah has spoken about the people who had hearts, but they were dead. And what happened to them? So this ayah, it says, وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَصَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And don't be like those people to whom we have given the books, but they have thrown away the books for a long time, and because of that, their hearts became hardened. And they started, there's another ayah where it says, when the hearts became hard, they started committing sin. They were fallen into deep ghafla.
Whatever they were doing, they were not concerned about it. They were not at all taking care of those kind of things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, many of them have gone out of religion because of that. So this is the ghafla. And this ayah reminds all of us. And what does Allah say? The solution is given in this ayah. To get rid of the ghafla, we have to go back to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our hearts should be filled up with remembrance of Allah. Our heart should be filled up with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to go back to the Quran. We have to go back to the Quran. Because Allah has said the solution is in the Quran. Now those verses which I have brought for you, because I've got only 10 minutes, let me come to the main verses where Allah has spoken about the people of the dunya who were in ghafla. And Allah has spoken about those people who went away from the Quran and those people who did not prepare themselves for the Akhirah. And this is, subhanAllah, the biggest ghafla that they have. Ayah, which is from Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 6, it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا Allahu Akbar. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاتْمَئِنُّ Somebody said something? وَاتْمَئِنُّ بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ Subhanallah. This is about those people who are the people of the dunya. And Allah has said in Surah Al-Furqan, there are people. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا O Muhammad, you cannot be a caretaker, you cannot be a person observing this kind of people who have taken their desires as their gods. So you cannot watch them. You cannot advise them because they have already decided that they're going to worship not Allah, but they're going to worship their desires. Subhanallah. And everything that we do today, we do because, not because Allah is asking us to do, but what our desires ask us to do. Subhanallah. And Allah has said this is the shirk. Because Allah has brought these desires as God. And if you worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any authority, it becomes shirk. And this is what Allah has compared. And this ayah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا Those people who never ever thought, they're careless, they're heedless, that they're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And they're happy with the benefits of the government. They're happy with the houses, mortgage houses. They're happy with their dunya. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. Go and check it. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that, O Muhammad, tell them, people of the dunya, they're happy with this dunya and they are in peace with this dunya. Those people who love their fathers and forefathers, who love their children and their grandchildren and so on, who love their wives, who love their brothers and sisters, who love their relatives, who love their wealth, who subhanAllah, who love their dunya, their life, their business, and who love their mortgage houses. فَتَرَبَّصُوا You can love them. Mabruk, congratulations with your dunya. 8 things. Your fathers and forefathers, your children and grandchildren, your sister, your wives, and your relatives, and other human relations. These are 5 human relations. And then Allah said, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَا كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا Your wealth, your business, and your houses, your dwellings. If they are more beloved to you, then Allah and His Rasul and fighting in His cause, then wait for Allah's punishment to come. And Allah's punishment came to us in Spain. Allah's punishment came to us in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Allah's punishment came to us in Kashmir. Allah's punishment came to us in Afghanistan. Allah's punishment came to us in Iraq. Allah's punishment came to us in Palestine.
This is what we are asking Allah to send as the punishment. It's not because these kuffar are powerful. As I said, the match. Heavyweight and lightweight. It's not this kuffar. Don't ever think that these kuffars are supported and helped by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't do anything to Muslims. They can't do anything to the Muslims. Allah is there with us all the time. But we are turning Allah away from us. Because we are satisfied with our dunya. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِينَ غَافِلُونَ. And yet they are ghafil, they are in ghafla, even after seeing our signs. See? The non-Muslims are awake and Muslims are? No, they are in coma. Sorry to say you. Sleeping is okay, you can sleep maximum 8 hours. But these Muslims, 40 years in Palestine, Muslims are sleeping. 10 centuries, Muslims in India were ruling Islam and now they are sleeping. Iraq is known during the time of Rasulullah ﷺ, and Muslims in Iraq are sleeping. Quran has been revealed 1400 years ago, yet Muslims are sleeping. They are in coma. They are not sleeping. Muslims are as good as dead. They want somebody to come on the stage and tell them something, and then he is thrown in the jail, and we are still happy. Hero going to the jail. Abdul Majid, yes, the next day police took him in the jail. So he became hero. No! This message is from Allah to all of us. This is the message that there is Umar in you. There is Abu Bakr in you. Get up! This is the time for the women. For the women, Khadija is there in them. Asiya is there in them. Aisha is there in them. Sumayya is there in them. But where are we? So it is the wrong word to say. It is the wrong word to say that Muslims are sleeping. They are not sleeping. They have taken a big injection where they will be waked. You know, they will wake up only on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. It seems that we are living the life of barzakh. After the death, when you are in barzakh, this is what it seems. We Muslims, we are in ghafla. Subhanallah, and Allah is saying that these people are living their life in the dunya as if they think that this is the dunya. And there are so many verses about dunya. If I just open one topic, it will take lectures for me to explain about the people of the dunya. Second type. There are so many verses, but I can't deal with all of them. Second type of the people, which that they are ignorant of the Quran. Now we Muslims today, we are expecting Allah to help us against the non-Muslims. Isn't it? Yes or no? You don't want Allah's help? Yes. Those who are dying, they are our brothers and sisters, isn't it? And we want Allah's help. But how we will get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has got a principle to help somebody, and Allah has got a principle to punish somebody. Allah will never do anything which is without His fundamental, or something goes against His fundamental. Allah did help Adam, say alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah did help Salih alayhi salam. Allah did help Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah did help Ibrahim. Allah helped Isa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had helped Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah helped Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah helped Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Allah helped the Muslims in Badr. Allah helped Muslims in Uhud. Allah has helped Muslims in Ahzab. Allah has helped Muslims in Tabuk. Allah has helped Muslims in Hunain. Allah has helped Muslims till the time when they were holding Allah's book. When they were not in ghafla with this book, they did not throw this book away. Subhanallah, there is the ayah in the Quran. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. We are expecting Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم to intercede on our behalf on the day of judgment. But this ayah in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah says that Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم will complain about this ummah. Will complain about this ummah. Ya Allah, oh my Lord, this is the ummah who has thrown this book away from me. This is the ghafla. We read magazines, we don't read Quran. We read books, we don't read Quran. We read all rubbish, garbage, but we don't read Quran. If you want to know what is the right that we owe to Quran, 6 rights, go to my website, you'll get the lecture there. We have to learn the Quran. We should know how to read it. We should know its meaning, tadabbur. We should accept it in the heart, each and every ayah of it. We should implement it. And the fifth one, we have to convey it. And the sixth right is that we have to do all these 5 duties till our last breath. If we do this, Allah has promised in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this book will help you, will give you the prosperity, will give you the victory over this kuffar. You will be victorious all the time. Kafir cannot touch you. Kafir cannot, killing is the far thing. Kafir cannot even look at you. And this is what Rasulullah has said, that Allah has created the fear in the heart of the kafir. From the distance, if he had to walk to that kafir and it will take 1 month, he is still fear, he is scared of Rasulullah. And that is the fear that Allah has kept in their hearts. But not from us. Bush, or our Prime Minister, former Prime Minister Tony Blair, or any person in the world, if they are fighting us or killing us or talking things about us, it's because they know that we are not those who are promised the victory. They know this. We don't know because we are again in ghafla. And what is the second word? Huh? Coma. Coma. Yes. There are so many verses, my brothers, inshallah. I can leave this document to the brother here and you can collect the copies if you want, or you can email me your emails, I can forward you. And this is the pamphlet, which is very little, few pages, but this will remind you, inshallah, all the time that we should not be in ghafla. The solution is only one. You'll get the answers with Dalil there. We have to come back to Islam. Sincerely. We have to come back to Islam sincerely. And we have to make the best use of 5 gifts that Allah has given to us. اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسٍ قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَمِكَ صِحَتُكَ قَبْلَ سَوْقَمِكَ فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغَلِكَ غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقَرِكَ حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَمَاتِكَ. Your youth before you come to the old age, and now you can't even walk properly and your children will laugh at you. Look, this Buddha is walking. Make the best use of youth before you become an old. Make the best use of your health before you are afflicted and tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your disease and illness. Make the best use of your free leisure time before you are occupied with the duty of your wife. Every day you have to go out and get some shopping for her. So before you are occupied with that, make the use of your free time. Fourth, make the best use of your wealth before Allah tests you with the poverty. And finally, make the best of use of this life before you are afflicted with the death. So my brothers and sisters, I wanted to say more and more things because you are my family. I've come over here considering you people as my family. So I want to tell you something before I die. But subhanAllah, that's all the time. People, they don't serve me tea and they cut me off with the time. So I cannot convey my, you know, whatever the things which I want to say, subhanAllah. But, my brothers and sisters, I love you for the sake of Allah. And now, the responsibility of Islam is on your shoulders. Before you go out of this hall, and the sisters, please cut down from your shoppings. Please cut down from all your wasting of your time and the wealth. You are responsible for the Muslims in your wombs.
Because these wombs will bring out, inshallah, Abu Bakr, Umar and Uthman. And you people are, mashallah, you have to know that Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Abbas, they were the children of the Sahaba. You are responsible for your own children. So for that, now this is the time that we have to get up from the ghafla. So just for a minute, please, can you get up? All of you? Just refresh yourself. Alhamdulillah. I don't want anybody to be tired. Final definition of a Muslim, when he is required for the salah, he is khatib, he is imam. When he is required for the salah, he is imam. When he is required for the khutbah, he is khatib. And when he is required for jihad, he is mujahid. Please sit down. Jazakallah khairan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.